What is science? Well, Johannes Kepler, the famous 18th century Christian and scientist, said that science was thinking God's thoughts after him. And it is. Why? Because God is the creator of the world and therefore the creator of science. Now, God is also the author of the Bible. So it should not surprise us that when the Bible touches on science, it speaks the truth about our world. And if you examine the Word of God, you will find it reveals startling scientific facts hundreds or even thousands of years before they were known to the modern scientific mind. For instance, if you look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, what does it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There it is. God created time in the beginning, space, the heavens, and the earth, matter, time, space, and matter. If you turn to Leviticus 17, verse 11, we're taught there that the life is in the blood. We now know this is true. Blood carries oxygen, which brings life to every cell of our body. In Jeremiah 33, verse 22, we're taught that the number of stars cannot be counted. Now, for centuries, man thought he could count all the stars. And he looked with his naked eye and saw so many stars, a couple of thousand. And then they got a telescope and discovered there were more than a couple of thousand. And then a stronger telescope telling us that there were millions. It's only recently that man has now admitted that we cannot count the number of stars. It's just too huge a number. But this morning I just want to concentrate on looking at one book of the Bible to see what it teaches us about science when it touches on the science in the book. And the book concerned is the book of Job. The book of Job, you might want to find it in your Bible. Now, the book of Job is a truly remarkable book. It may well be the oldest book in the Bible. We know that the book of Genesis was written in about 1400 BC by Moses. I believe that Job lived around 2000 BC, about the same time as Abraham. Part of the evidence for this is that the book of Job refers to events that are recorded in Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, but not beyond that. What are the four great events recorded in Genesis 1 to 11? Well, the first is creation. This is mentioned in Job 38, verses 5 to 7. It says, "Where were you when you laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know, or who stretched the line upon it, or what was its foundation fastened, or who laid its cornerstone, when the morning stars sang together, or all the sons of God shouted for joy."